was another point, though, that you came back to record country music again.
Yes. This is strange, too. Our lives took one drastic turn, and then it seemed to take another fairly drastic turn. A man in Sweden called us. He had a new record company he was starting. He had been a fan of mine through the years, wanted me to come record. This was in 1985. By this time, I was beginning to miss singing some country songs. Get home, I'd get the guitar, I'd sing country songs, and I thought, boy, I'd like to do this on stage. You know, God always prepares you ahead of time for whatever he's going to ask you to do. I've learned that. I was just kind of longing for a big stage again. I was happy singing in the churches, but deep down I was just longing for a spotlight and a live band behind me. Shortly after I was beginning to think this way, I was thinking, oh, I shouldn't think like that. You know, that's not good. But there and again, it was the Lord preparing me for a new type of ministry that we'd have. So the man asked, would I come to Sweden and do an album, a kind of a showcase, just do country, rock and roll, rockabilly, gospel, anything I wanted to. That sounded good. So we went and we did a 3-week tour he had set up after we finished the recording. We were blown away. The places we worked, they were theaters. This man just booked shows, which went along with our convictions at the time that that's what we should do. We had full houses everywhere, and it was just boggling my mind. I didn't know I had fans in Sweden, of all places, and Norway. We'd go to Norway, to Finland. So for 22 years, I worked in Sweden and the Scandinavian countries at least once a year, sometimes twice, for 3 and 4 and 6 weeks. It was just phenomenal, really it was. I feel like that's my adopted country.
You went there in the warmer weather, I would imagine.
Right. We didn't go in winter too often.
You were also in Germany, too, during those 20 years.
After Sweden, that became known that I was very popular there and I was working. Great Britain had opened up, I think, first for me, then Germany, and then that opened the doors to all the festivals around the bordering countries there, which I still work today. Went three times last year on top of all the work that we had here.
Three times to where?
Europe.
We come up to 2000, and you continue to tour. By that time, you're 63 years old and still touring. A lot of people give it up, probably, when they get in their 60s, but you had the energy to keep doing that.
Right, and was able to because of the fan base that I had. You know, I didn't really finish my statement I said earlier. When God prepares you for a change in your life, what we began to realize was that my testimony was now being printed out in newspapers. I was on radio, and these people, unlike America, they were interested in the gospel message. We say Americans are gospel-hardened. We have churches on every street, and we've got radio stations and all that, but they don't have that. And they're hungry, many of them, to hear that their sins can be forgiven and that they have the promise of heaven when they die. So all of a sudden, here's headlines. Wanda gives up Elvis for God. Kind of silly headlines, but nevertheless, and on radio, I would mention something about my life changing. Oh, well, tell us about it. And it was just awesome.
And it wasn't as if they didn't have church over there, because they had the state church.
The state church.
The Lutheran state
and
church.
Episcopal.
And Episcopal, right. Maybe that was a colder presentation of church, and they didn't feel a personal connection to it.
I think so, yeah. Because their churches, we noticed on Sunday morning, just a few cars, probably older people for the most part. They weren't doing anything to attract young people to Christ. So I was giving my testimony on every show I did. I still do. I give a short testimony no matter where I am. And people understand. They know ahead of time I'm going to do that. That's how God was using my testimony to get it to the masses of people, was by changing my just being in church-related events to back to secular.